Hi everyone, and welcome to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp cricket podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Mensel, and this is our Gabba Day 2 report. And well, don't we have a thrilling test underway at the moment. England were dismissed today for 302, with Cummins and Stark taking 3 wickets each. And then in reply, Australia were 4 for 165, with Steve Smith 64 not out and Sean Marsh 44 not out. All right, let's head straight to the Gabba to hear from our two ace reporters on the scene. Again, we have Ben Horn from Sydney's Daily Telegraph and Robert Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail in Brisbane with their thoughts on today's play.
Thanks, Menners. Another absorbing day of Test cricket here on day two at the Gabba. I'm joined by Crash, and mate, this game was really looking like it was going to get a bit nasty for Australia there, but a partnership of 91 between Steve Smith and Sean Marsh has steadied the ship. It's hanging on a knife's edge. Australia 4 for 135, 137 in arrears. Tests don't get much tighter than this, do they, Crash?
No, it's a great old-fashioned test match dogfight, and I sense that may be the theme for the series, because neither of these teams is good enough to really pull away, and I reckon neither is bad enough to get totally left behind. England have got too many all-rounders to get just blitzed, I reckon. You know, they've got a nice well of talent, but they're not a star-studded team. It's fascinating. They're very well planned. Joe Root, is he really English? I don't know. He was most un-English-like, and he's wonderfully progressive, inventive, conjuring of game plans, which completely frustrated David Warner, who had 11 runs off 11 overs, and it took the gas out of Australia's innings before it started. It was fascinating, wasn't it?
Crash, you mentioned that, you know, the team's not going to get left far behind, but at one point it did look like Australia were. I mean, yeah. They were 4 for 76, a long, long way from home. And unfortunately for Australia, too many times they rely on Steve Smith. And we've seen it all through the year away from home. We've seen it here. Fortunately for them, more times than not, Steve Smith stands up. But it's a tough way to win a series if you're so reliant on one guy.
It is. It's extraordinary that, you know, he breaks so many moulds, doesn't he? I mean, we've just got started to thinking that in Sheffield Shield cricket now, 35 is the new 40, that averages aren't what they were. Well, doesn't he break that open? He last couple of years averaged 70 in tests. I mean, this is kooky stuff. Technique, all this stuff about having to put your foot to the pitch of the ball and everything. As Nathan Lyon says, he's changing the parameters of technique. It is remarkable, really. I've yet to really understand him as a player, except he's got the greatest eye in the game. It's incredible. He's fresh at the moment, but Australia can't think they can use him all the time. You know, there's got to be more to Australia than Steve Smith. But this is a great contest. I think we're going to have a wonderful Ashes.
And, mate, Smithy's 60-odd not out. Sean Marsh at the other end, 44 not out. He's not a hero yet, but that was a pretty tough innings we saw this afternoon from Sean Marsh. You know, he's got a lot of critics out there, and, you know, and justifiably so in many respects, but with a back that he required a needle for, he really toughed it out there.
Well, he would never have been chosen again if he'd have withdrawn from this test, would he? And I heard jokes that the selectors, you know, were prepared to put him in a straitjacket and push him out the door of the wheelchair if they had to after selecting him. It would have been embarrassing if he hadn't have got there. He's so nervous that I think he's got 8 test ducks, and his great challenge is sort of getting to 20, but he played some lovely shots there today, and he's a very, very fine player when he gets going. Johannesburg, of course, he made that extraordinary century a few years back under tough conditions, so he could redefine himself. You know, this is his chance. This is precisely why he's been selected. So if Marcus Stoinis had not been away grieving for his recently departed father, Sean mightn't have got a game. But history's filled with stories like that. Last chance saloon providing the drink that you needed.
Yeah, and an interesting side note to Marsh's innings today was Glenn Maxwell smacking 200 for Victoria in the Shield off about as many balls. So it's a timely one for Glenn Maxwell. Not so much, in the prism of how Sean Marsh is going, but more so, how long can Australia go in this series without an all-rounder? I mean, they sort of got out of jail today a little bit with some quality short-pitch bowling, knocked over the last six English wickets for 56, but they were still in the field for a long time and still a good chance to have to bowl, as you said before, on the first 3 days of the test.
Oh, yeah. It's really significant because they kept Australia out in the field for more than 100 overs, and Australia could be batting, say, at the midpoint of tomorrow, which means they've only had a day's rest and that's 3 days consecutive bowling. You know, and if one batsman gets away, you're a Joe Root century away from really having a tough challenge. So it's... But this team needs an all-rounder. It really does. And by an all-rounder, I don't mean, you know, a guy who's a potent wicket-taker, but you need a Shane Watson type who can just bowl seven overs for 15. Something like that. But it's a fascinating discussion. It'll rage on all season.
It is, yeah. And whether Glenn Maxwell's that person, who knows? I mean, they'd certainly prefer a seam bowling all-rounder rather than Glenn Maxwell's off-spin, but he could be the best they've got to choose from at the moment. So, look, we've got a fascinating test playing out here. More to come tomorrow, and we'll join you then. Thanks very much. Back to you, Menace.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Crash. And remember, if you want to keep up with all the Ashes news, head straight to the Courier Mail or the Daily Telegraph. All right, that's it for Cricket Unfiltered today. We'll be back tomorrow with our Day 3 report. Thanks again for listening.